A Happy Plan for Emily by David Dixon, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Every new song taught Emily something amazing. I Will Follow God's Plan for Me, Children's Songbook, page 164. Emily hurried into the primary room with the other kids. She loved going to primary. Ever since Mom was baptized a few weeks ago, Emily loved learning all she could about their new church. One of the girls in her class waved.
"Want to sit by me?"
"Sure,"
Emily said. She smiled and sat down by her new friend. They listened to the piano music. When it was singing time, Sister Seitz stood up. Emily scooted to the front of her chair. Singing time was her favorite.
"Good morning,"
Sister Seitz said.
"Today we are going to learn more about the plan of salvation."
Emily scrunched her eyebrows. The plan of what? She didn't think she'd ever heard of that before.
"Every one of you lived with Heavenly Father and Jesus in heaven before coming to earth. And you were so happy to come here to earth."
Emily felt a jump of excitement inside her chest.
"I used to live in heaven before I was born,"
she thought.
"And I knew Heavenly Father and Jesus."
Everyone started singing a song she didn't know. The words were so beautiful. "I lived in heaven a long time ago. It is true. Lived there and loved there with people I know. So did you." Emily had never heard anything about this before. She paid close attention to every word they sang.
"Heavenly Father loves you so much,"
Sister Sight said after the song.
"That's why he created his plan for you. And guess what? You wanted to follow his plan. That's why you're here on earth today."
They sang another song. This one taught about following God's plan. Emily's excitement grew bigger and bigger.
"I chose to follow Heavenly Father's plan,"
she thought. That made her so happy. Next they sang, "I Am a Child of God." It was all about coming to earth and being born into a family. Emily felt warm and peaceful as she thought about her family. After each song, Sister Seitz taught something new. Emily learned that heaven has three kingdoms, and that the highest one is called the Celestial Kingdom. After they sang the last song, Emily didn't want to stop.
"Is there more to the story?"
she asked. Sister Seitz pointed at a picture of the sun on the board. It was above some pictures of the moon and stars. The sun represented the Celestial Kingdom.
"That's where things keep going and growing. That's where our heavenly parents want us to be."
Emily could hardly stop smiling.
"I was alive before I came here,"
she thought again. She couldn't stop thinking about how amazing that sounded.
"And I can live with Jesus again."
After primary, she ran up to Sister Seitz.
"Are we going to keep learning about the plan of salvation next week?"
she asked.
"We sure can. Did you like it?"
"Yes, I don't know why, but I felt in my heart that I did choose God's plan before I came to earth. And I know that Heavenly Father really does love me."
Sister Seitz gave Emily a huge smile. Her eyes were a little bit shiny.
"Yes, you did. And yes, he does love you."
Emily bounced on her toes a little.
"You know what? I'm going to live my life the best I can. I want to live with Heavenly Father and Jesus and my family in the Celestial Kingdom."
Sister Seitz bent down and looked into Emily's eyes.
"Me too."
End of the story, A Happy Plan for Emily. Read by Van Farnworth, Kate Strongen, Margot Patello, and Shannon Nelson.